Alright, so let's start on the Kuf Heyam and Beis. Right before, right at the end, towards the end of the meat of the narrow lines on Kuf Heyam and Beis. Most recently, we were discussing, first we discussed on Kuf Heyam and Alpha, discussed the Jews' defiant response to the Navi. Then we talked about Bilam, went through his name and his involvement and the story with the Sari Moab and the Sari Midian, the nickname Midian, what happened over there. We talked about how that Bilam didn't know Das Behemto, but he did know Das Elyon, and the Gemara kind of went through to figure out what was going on over there. And we said that he knew the exact moment of the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kohes. Okay, so let's start from Hakumina, which is approximately three lines up from that one medium line. Okay, the first one in line is Bay. Are we all together? Okay. So Ahu Mina, Dabi Vishuvu say, Rabbi Yushua Levi. There was a certain min who was in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yushua Levi that have a kamitzarele, and that min was annoying Rabbi Yushua Levi. I guess he was antagonizing him in some way. So Yomachad, one day, Nakatarnagola, they changed it to Tarnagola, which makes a little more sense because it's the rooster, right? So Nakatarnagola, Vaasarele, the Kare, Osiv, so he tied it by its feet, and he said, and he sat it down, Amar, and Rabbi Yushua Levi said, Kimata hu shaita, in that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has karas, ilte, I'm going to curse this min. And we said, of course, that the way that you can tell when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that moment of karas is by looking at the crest of the rooster. Okay, so Kimata hu shaita, when that moment came, for that moment of kas, nimne, Rabbi Yushua Levi dozed off. So he concluded, Amar, so he said, Shema mina lav arach ara. You see that this clearly is not derech eretz. Dechsiv, gam anosh letzadik lo tov. Also, punishment for a tzaddik is not good. And the way that we understand it over here is that it doesn't mean punishment to the tzaddik, it means punishment imposed. In other words, tzaddik, min. I hope that's not appropriate. So afil bimini, even for minim, it's not appropriate to do. Okay. Tana mishmei de Reb Meir. B'shar shacham ezo rachas, v'hamolochim manichim kisrein al roshein, at the time that the sun shines at the beginning of the day, and the kings put their crowns on their heads, u'mishtachavim lachama, and they bow down to the sun, yakos. Hashem gets angry. Okay, and that's the moment. Vayakum Bilam Babokir Vayakavosha Sison. So now going back to the story of Bilam. So it says Bilam got up in the morning and he saddled his own donkey. Now if you take a look, they add in from other Kisfayad, Vihilo Havala Inish, did he not have like any caddy type person who would be able to saddle his donkey for him? So Tani Mishum Rabishum bin Elazar, Ava Mevatelas Shura Shel Gedula Meavraham, love was Mevatel, the wall of greatness of Avram. The Siv Ayashkim Avram Baboker, as we know that Avram got up really early in the morning to saddle his own donkey, and what you see is, what does it mean that this wall of greatness, the way we're understanding is that it was Mevatel, the sense of, I guess you would say, dignity in this case. And that out of Avram Avinu's tremendous love for the Bunch Lam for doing this Nisayon, so he got up early and he saddled his own donkey. Fine. Sina, mevatelas shura shel gedula mebilam. And sina, hatred, was mevatel, the sense of dignity of Bilam. Shenemar vayakum Bilam baboker vayachavosh esason. And Bilam got up early in the morning and he settled his own donkey. And that's what's meant to be conveyed by this pasuk over here. Okay. Fine. Amar Yuda, Amar Rav. Lo'olam yasok adam b'torah b'mitzvos. A person should always be asked with Torah mitzvahs, even if he's doing shalol shema. Shemitok shalol shema, bal shema. Shabeschar abayim u'shtayim korbanos shehikr balak for in reward as reward for the 42 korbanos that balak brought. Zacha v'yatzi mimenu rus descended from him. They change it to slightly makes a little bit more sense. De amar Rav Yosef bar Huna rus bito shel Eglon ben bino shel balak. Rus was the daughter of Eglon, who is ben bino of balak melech moav haisa. Okay. Armalei Rabbah Rabbah Bar Mari, Kesiv Yeitev Elokim es Shem Shlomo Mishmecha, Vigadol es Kiso Mikisecha. This is in conversation with David HaMelech, where the Avdei HaMelech come over to David and they say, if you want to take a quick look at the fuller context of the Pasuk, in Malachim Aleph, it says, Vagam bo Avdei HaMelech levarech es Adoneinu HaMelech David Lemor. What's the bracha that they give? Yeitev Elokim es Shem Shlomo Mishmecha. Hashem should do good, should do even better to the name of Shlomo than your own name. Yigadol es Kiso, and he should heighten your chair, your throne, his own throne, Mikisefa, even higher than your own throne. Yishtachu HaMelech, Vayishtach HaMelech al Mishkat. The question is, Orach Aro Lameimro Leila Maka Hachi, is that Derech Etz to talk to the king like that? That your son should be greater than you? So Amar Leih, So Rabbi Amar says back to Rava, may ain ka'amar, and it's not ka'amar, it's ka'amar lay, that he was saying may ain, from, is what he meant. Meaning what? That he was saying he should be, when you read the words, yeitev elokim es shem shlomo mishmecha, he should be good like from your name. Not that he should be greater than your name, as a portion of how great your name is. Because we don't interpret it this way, when we have the pasuk by Shiras Tevora, right? It says Tevorach mi nashim yael eishes chever hakeni mi nashim ba'ol Tevorach. Right? That if you would translate the pasuk in this way, without saying that mi nashim means than them, it means if you say it to mean than them. In other words, she should be blessed, more blessed than the nashim ba'ol. So again, Tvarach Minashim Yael Eshus Khabarakin, that Yael Eshus Khabarakin should be more blessed than all the other women. Minashim Ba'ol Tvarach, she should be more blessed than the women of the tent. So Nashim Ba'ol Man, and who are the Nashim of the tent? Sar Rivka Rach Valeya. So Aruch Ayalim Rahati, is that Derech Etz to speak about the mouse that way? That Yael should surpass them? So Elami Ein Ka'amar must mean that she should have some of their Rach, right? She should be blessed Minashim Ba'ol Tvarach. So Hakanami me income. So that's what it means also over here. Okay. Well, pleaded the Rios Rakhanin. This is in contrast with Rabbi Yosef Rakhanin, who disagrees and says, Dam Rabbi Yosef Rakhanin, Barchoni, Bakolan Miskane, Chutzmi, Bino, Utamino. For any person else, you have jealousy with the exception of your son or your Talmid. Where do you see this? Bino, Mishlomo. You see that you don't have jealousy for your son, like we see by Shlomo Melech, like what we just had. That if you talk to David the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do better to Shlomo than he did to you, and Shlomo should be even bigger than you, so there you see it. The Talmido, and where do you see that you're not jealous of your own Talmid? So Ibai Seima from the following, by Elisha and Eliyahu, Vihina Pishnai Beruchacha Eli, right, that he says that he wants double of what Eliyahu had, right? So Vibai Seima, this is by Moshe Ben Yoshua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'samachta es yadcha, Allah, that you should lean your hand in singular name, and said, what did Moshe Ben do? It says, V'yismoch es yadav Allah. He leaned his hands, giving him more than that. Okay. V'yasam davar b'fi Bilam, continuing with Ma'as Bilam, and he put the matter, or the word, in the mouth of Bilam. So Rav Elazar Omer Malach, Rabbi Yonasan Amar Chaka, that he put either a malach or it was a chaka, a fish hook. And the way that the Marsha explains it is that the same way that a fish hook is mitzair, a fish, in order to do something that it doesn't want to do, so to force it to do against its own will. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being mitzair Bilam by having a metaphorical fish hook in his mouth to force it to do things that he didn't want.
We had that word earlier.
Oh, chaka earlier on in the Sefer, yeah, for sure. Amr Yochanan, Rebuchasa shall osa rasha, atalame mahayubalipo. So, continuing this theme, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was forcing him to say things that he didn't want to say, but not wasn't only that, is that he was twisting what he wanted to say. So, from the brach that he gave, you can see what he actually did want to do. For example, Bikesh lomar shalo yehu lahem bate knesios hu bate midrashos. He sought that they to curse him so that they shouldn't have any bate knesios hu bate midrashos. Now they add in over here, and it's going to be consistent every time you see this yod. It's going to be Omar. What did he say? Matovu alach Yaakov. So instead, he said Matovu alach Yaakov, and that was the way that he twisted that. Lo tishu shchina alem. He wanted to curse them, that the shchina should not rest on them. So instead, Omar umishkenu secha Yisrael, and your dwelling place is the Jewish people. That's where the Yerushina rests. Lo, he wanted lo tehei malchus and nimshaches. He wanted to say that their malchus shouldn't be drawn out, shouldn't last. Instead, Amar kinechalim itayu, right? That they should flow, they should be dragged out like rivers, like streams. He wanted to say lo yehei lahem zeisim ukramim. He wanted it to be that they shouldn't have any olives or olive trees or vineyards. But instead, he said, Kiganos ale nahar, right? Like the gardens by the river. He wanted to say, Lo yehei rechen nodaf, that they shouldn't have a pleasant smell. Rashi explains from mitzvos. And instead, what did he say? Ka'aholim not Hashem, like aloe Hashem planted. Lo yiyu lahem mulachim balikoma. He wanted to say that they shouldn't have strong kings. Instead, he said, Ka'arazim aleimai, like cedars by the water. Lo yilehem melech ben melech. He wanted to say that they shouldn't have a king, the son of a king. In other words, that they shouldn't have a continuous dynasty. Instead, he said, Yizal mayim midal yo, right? That water should flow out of its well, or out of its bucket. In other words, it should be continuous. Lo tehei machus and sholetes bumos. He wanted to say that their machus shouldn't be able to have control over any other countries, over any of the other nations. Instead, what did he say? Vizaro b'mayim rabim. Okay. Lo tehei az machus. He wanted to say that their machus shouldn't be mighty. Instead, what did he say? V'yarom me'agag malko. Right, and he should be exalted over me'agag, more than over agag malko. He wanted to say, Lo tehe emas or yuma machusan, that there shouldn't be any fear of their kingdom or threat from their kingdom. Instead, what did he say? Matinase machuso. Okay. Are we good so far? Okay. Amr of Abba Barkana. Kulum chazru leklala chutmi batekneses batimidrashos. All of them, in fact, returned to Klala, with the exception of Bat Ignatius and Bat Midrashos thing that he wanted to do. Shenemar v'yapoch Hashem elokecha alecha es haklala lebracha. It says that he flipped the Klala to bracha, k'ahek Hashem lokecha. So what do you see in the pasuk? It says he flipped the curse, Klala, below Klala. So only one curse did he flip to bracha. And that was the curse about Bat Ignatius, Bat Midrashos. Okay. Amr v'shmol bar nachmeni, Amr v'yonasar, ma'idich siv, Ne'amanim pitzei ohev, v'nataros neshikos sonei. So again, ne'amanim pitzei ohev, the pitzei, like petza tachas patza, right? The wounds of a friend, pitzei ohev, so the wounds of a friend are ne'amanim. So ne'amanim pitzei ohev, the wounds of the one who loves you, of your friend, are trustworthy. V'nataros neshikos sonei. And the reverse is true when it comes to neshikos sonei, the kiss of the enemy. Okay, so what does this mean? I mean, so obviously, like loosely, we can understand what that means. Is that right? You would prefer that when your friend does something that seems not nice to you, but that's usually out of your best interest. Mashenkin, your enemy, when he seems to be doing something nice to you, that's really not in your best interest. So how does this play out? So tova klala shekilo achya hashiloni as Yisrael yosim yibracha shebirchem vilam harasha. The curse that Achya Shloni gave to Klal Yisrael was better than the bracha that Bilam HaRasha gave. Achya Shloni killed Klal Yisrael bekana. Achya Shloni cursed the Jewish people with a reed. Shenemar dihikah Hashem es Yisrael kashir yonud hakana b'mayim. Right, and Hashem will hit the Jewish people like a shaking kana, a shaking reed on the water. Mat kana zeh omei b'makom. Just as this reed stands in the water, the gizo machlev usharashav merubin, and its stem refreshes itself, and its roots are numerous. Vafilu koruchos shaba olam baos, and even if all the winds of the world would come, v'noshvas baum blow at it, in mazizos also mimakum, it wouldn't move it from its place. Elohu holichu baim ahead, rather it would go back and forth along with the wind. Kivin shedomimo haruchos, and once all the ruchos subside, become silent, amad kana bimkomo. The reed is still there, standing in its place. So that's Achir Shloni's saying that the Hakadosh Baruch will curse, will hit the Jewish people like a kashir yanud hakana b'mayim. Masha'inkim, when it comes to Bilma, Avol Bilma Rasha, Birchan Be'erez, he blessed them by comparing them to a cedar tree. Ma'erez Zeh, in Omid B'malkumayim, can't stand in water. Visharash of Mu'atin, and its roots are minimal. Ve'in Gizo Machlef, and its trunk cannot refresh itself and regrow. Afilu Kolaruchash of Olam Bo'os, Vinoshvas Bo, Ein Mezizos Osobim Kamo, and even if all the winds from the world would blow at it, it wouldn't move it, but Kivin Shinashba, Bo ruach dromas, but if the super strong southern wind would come and blow at it, miyad al karto v'hofachto al panav, it would immediately uproot it and turn it on its face. So now you see, so that's the contrast between the curse of Achir Shloni versus the bracha of Bilam. So v'lo od elosh zacha kana litam menakumus, that the reed is merited in that it's used as a quill. We use it to write Kisvei HaKodesh. Okay. Vayar, by the way, the Marsha has a beautiful pshat where he says that the winds, when he's talking about the reed, that's the Dalet Ruchas of the world, could come and blow it. In other words, referring to the Dalet Ruchas or the Dalet Galios, that they'll blow the reed back and forth, and the Jews will just bend back and forth. And then ultimately, after all the Ruchas are gone, it'll just be the Kana standing alone by itself. Okay. So now continuing, Vayar, continuing in the Psukim by Babel, Vayar es hakeni, Vayisa mishalom. So what does this mean? He saw the keni. So Amrlo Bilam le Yisro. So Bilam said to Yisro, keni lo hayisi manu ba'osa etza. Weren't you part of that etza way back in Mitzrayim? Mi hoshivcha etzel esane olam. Who placed you, who let you sit among the mighty ones of the world? So, meaning, as we said before, that, right, that Yisro's descendants would end up in the Lishkas Hagazis. So he says to him, V'haynu da'amr chibar abba amr simai. This is an allusion to what we find in chibar bar abba quoting from Rav Simai. Shalosh ha'ayu ba'o says that there were three parts of the Eitza by Paro to say, kol b'na yilot ya'ara. So, Eluhain, Bilam yov Yisro. Bilam, Sheyaatz, he was the one who gave the advice, Nara, so he was going to be killed. Eov Sheshasak, he remained silent, so Nidan Yisro, and he was punished with Yisro. The Yisro Shebarach, and Yisro who fled, Zachu b'nei Barav Leishev, the Lishkas Hagazis. Shemar, where do we see that they resulted to that? As we quoted this passage before, Mishpachos, Sofrim, Yoshva Yabetz, Terasim, Shemasim, Sukhasim, Hema Hakinim, Habam, Mechamas, Adi Beis Rechav, Uksiv, and who are those kingdom people? Ubnei Keni, Chosin Moshe, Alu Meir, Hatmar. Okay.
Vayisa. What was Bill's question to Yisro?
So his question was, weren't you also, why is it that you guys aren't being punished? You guys are ending up in the Lishkas Hagazis. Weren't you part of Oso Eitza? Weren't you part of that Eitza of Kol Ben Yilod Yara?
That's really
okay.
Right away.
Right. So, Vayisa Mishalo, Vayomer, Oy Mi Yecheh, Mi sumo kel. So that's what he says. So the Gemara explains as follows. Amr Shem Lakish, I mi shemechaya atzmo b'shem kel. What he's saying over here is, woe is to the person who revives himself or gives himself life using the shame of Hashem. So what does it mean? Rashi gives a couple of shatim, but one shat is woe is to the person who is mechaya himself, gives himself life by calling himself shem kel, by calling himself a god, just like Paro. Okay. So, Amar Yochanan, Oy la l'uma, shetimatze b'shar, shakash baruch hu osa pidyon l'banav, osa the nation that will find himself at the time that Akash Baruch Hu wants to redeem his children, mi matel kesuso, who would put his garment bein levi, l'leviya, between a lion and a lioness, b'shar, shenizkakan zemz, at the time that they want to get together for bia. Okay. Continuing, Vitzim Miyad Kitim. So the pasuk continuing on in Bilam, it says Vitzim Miyad Kitim. Tzim are ships, the ships Miyad from by Kitim, in other words, from the coast of Kitim. So Amrav Libon Asper, that's referring to a place called Libon Asper. V'inu Ashur, V'inu Ever. So what does that mean? Ad Ashur, Kitali Mektol, Mikan V'eloch Mishabdi, Shibudi. It'll only be up until Ashur that they'll be able to be killed, but beyond that, they'll just be Meshubad. Okay.
What does Libon Asper mean?
It's a place. Okay. It's a place, name of a country, I think it is. Or it's the name of a kingdom. Okay. Hinani Holech La'ami Right, so this is where Bilam is saying, if you want to read, just take a quick look at the following pasuk. Behold, now I'm going to my nation. So let me advise you, that this nation will do to yours. So that's problematic, because he's trying to be giving him advice. He's supposed to be giving him advice of what you should do to the Jews, not what the Jews should be doing to you. Right? So it's Asher Yaseh HaAmazeh La'amcha, that this nation will be doing to your nation. So Amcha La'amhazeh Mibayalei, it shouldn't be saying to your nation, it should be saying to this nation. So Amar Ve'Abba Bar Kahana Ka'adam Shemekal Is Atzmo V'Tola Kalos V'Achim. It's like when a person is cursing himself, but rather than cursing himself, he curses, he attributes it to somebody else. So Amar, and they change it to Lo, makes a little bit more sense. Elokim shall enu shall it's what's the advice that he gives? Elokim shall elu soni zimuhu. He hates immorality and corruption. The hamas avimula klei pishtim. We know that the Jews really desire, they like klei pishtim. They like linen garments, linen things. Bo vaasiacha etza. So come and I'll give you etzas fats. Asay lahen kilaim. Go make for them tents made out of sheets, curtains. The hosha behen zonos, and have in the tents, you should be have sitting there, zonos. Zekeinu min b'chutz, you should have an older one, older zona on the outside. The yaladam yibufnim, a younger girl on the inside. The imkru lahen klei pishtim, they should be selling to them klei pishtim. So now, asa lahen klaim, he made these tents, he had them all set up. Mehar sheleg ad beis yeshimos, from har sheleg until beis yeshimos. The hoshev behen zonos, Zakenim ibuchutz, and he had Zonas sitting in them, the older one from the outside, the older mimufnim, the younger one on the inside. Ubishashi Yisrael Ochlin Meshosin Usmechim Yotzal Natalabashuk, at the time that the Jews would be eating and drinking and rejoicing and going out to promenade in the marketplace, Omeris Lo Hazakena, the older Zona would say to the Jew, I Atim Avakish Klei Pishtim, don't you want some linen garments, some linen clothing? So Zakena Omeris Lo Beshava. Now, when they were marketing, the Zakena would say a price at value, Beshava, right, the equal price, the one that it's worth. The Yolada and the younger girl, Omeris Lo Bepachos, would offer a much lower price. Now, this would happen, Shtaimu Shalosh Pamim, this would happen two or three times, right? You go to the marketplace, you go there, and they've developed this whole rapport. The Achrikach Omeris Lo, and then eventually she would say to him, Hare at Kiben Bias. You're already like one of the family. So Shave Borla Atzka could come and choose for yourself. Vitzer Tsure Shaldain Amoni Munach Atzla. And there are flasks of wine, of the Amoni wine, that are sitting right over here. And parenthetically, the Gemara says, Va'adain Lo Nesar Yain Shalnachim. And this was at the point in time before Rai Yain became Aser. Yain Shal Akim became Aser. Amar Lo, and she said to him, don't you want something to drink? Kivin Shashasa, once he drank, Ba'ar Bo, right? So his taiva was inside of him. Amar Lo, he said to her, so Hashmili, have tashrus with me. So Hotziya Yirasa, Mitocheka. She took out her Yira, and we know from earlier in the Masechta that Yira is really a reference to her little pocket Getchka. She had like a little Avodah Zara on handy. And she would say, Amar Lo, she said to him, Avodah Zeh. Well, first you got to worship this. So Amar Lo, so he said to her, Halo Yudiana, but I'm a Jew. So Amar Lo, so she said back to him, Umayat Kastalach, what do you care? Klum Mevachim Imcha El Piyur. All I'm asking from you is to go to the bathroom on this. Guhuin Yodea Shavodas Vakach. But he didn't realize that that was the way that it was worshipped. Lo Od, Ella She'ini Menachtech, Ad Shetik for Betoras Moshe Rebecha. She would say to him, "When not only that, I'm not going to allow you to continue on with me until you are kofar b'toras Moshe. Why? Why do you have to be kofar b'toras Moshe?" The Marsha explains because it says that lo yava moni ma'avi. Shenemar, and this is what the psukim mean when they say heima ba'u ba'al pa'or v'yinazru laboshes v'yiyu shikutzim ke'ahava. Right? That they will come ba'al pa'or, they will do this. They will practice Baal Peor. V'yinazru laboshes, they'll be estranged or distanced laboshes, and they'll be going after these degrading ways. V'yushikutzim ka'ahavam. And because of their ahava for znus, they will become kofrim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Vayeshev Yisrael Bashitim. So, Rabbi Lazar Omer Shitim Shema. The name of the place was Shitim. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Shinas Asku B'Devei Shtos. That they were engaging in silly, foolish things. Okay. Vatikren Al-Om L'Zivchei Elohei. The Ezra Omer, Arumos Pagubahen. These were Arumos who bumped into them. And Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shanasu Kulan Balikari. They became Balikaris. Okay. My Lashon, and that's of course the play on the word Vatikra, right? When it says Vatikrana, it's Balei. It's an allusion to the fact that they became Balikaris. Okay. My Lashon Rafidim. So what's this Rafidim thing? So Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rafidim Shema. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Sharipu Atman Midir Torah. So once we just started the name of the place, so what's Rafidim? And Rafidim is either the name of the place, or Sharifu Yedehen, Sharifu Atman Midir Torah. They weakened themselves from Torah. Shnemer lo hifnu avos alpanim, me rifyon yadayim. Okay. Amr Yochanan, kol makom shnemer vayeshev, eina el lashon tsar. When you see vayeshev from Sukkim, it's only meant to introduce, it's only meant for a lashon tsar. As we find, and they take out the shnemer, Vayeshev Yisrael Bashitim Vayachal Amlus Nos Elbenos Moav. That wasn't good. Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Megurei Aviv Eretz Kanan. What happens? Vayave Yosef Das Dibasim Ra Laviim. The whole story. The pasuk, and again they take off an Emar. Vayeshev Yisrael BeEretz. I think that the pasuk is BeEretz Mitzrayim. And what happens? Vayikrevu Me Yisrael Lamos. It says, Vayeshev Yehuda v'Yisrael la'vetach, ish tachas gafno v'tachas teinaso. And what happens? Vayokem Hashem satan l'shlomo es hadad ha'adomin mizera melech hu be'adom. So you see, each time it introduces this bad story. Okay. V'smachim Midyan hargu al chalaleihem. And if you look in the Hamshad, so this is by the war against Midyan. So if you take a look at the folder pasuk, this is not by the Christmas, so this is towards the end. Right, that where they actually go to war in where is that Parshas Pinchas, I think, right? Where they go to war against Midian. So if you take a look, it says Vesmachim Midian Hargu al Khalehem, as Evi, Ves Rekem, Ves Tur, Ves Hor, Ves Reva, Hamishas Mach Midian, Ves Bilam Ben Boor, Hargu Bachar. It says that they killed all these people, and also says that they killed Bilam. The question is, Bilam my Bayhasim, this is war against Midian, what's Bilam doing over there? Amr Yochanan, Shaholach Litol Schar, Esram Erba Elef. He went Shehipul Misrael. He went to go collect his wages for the 24,000 Jews that he caused to fall. Amar Marzucha Bar Tuvia Amrav Hanidam Yinshi Gam La Azla Lemivi Karni Udni Dehavule Gezizan Mine. What does this mean? Gam La the camel Azla goes Lemivi Karni to go be Mavakish Karni to go get horns. In other words, to get more than what it's supposed to. Or to get what it's. So then, Udni dehavule, the ears that it has already, gezizan mine, are chopped off from it. Okay. So continue. Ves Bilam ben Baor hakosim. So this is jumping into the psukim by Yoshua, where it says, Ves Bilam ben Baor hakosim, hargu ben Yisrael bachar ves el chalaleihem. So what does this mean? So Ves Bilam ben Baor hakosim, kosim, he was a kosim, navihu. He wasn't he a Navi? So Amr Yochanan Betchila Navi Nun. First he was a Navi, Lubsov Kosim, and ultimately, when he was downgraded, he became a Kosim. Amr of Papa, Hanadam Yenshi, Misagni Vishilati Havai Aizen Lagavri Nagri. So Misagni is the wife of the Sagan Vishilati and of the princes. Havai Aizen, when they do Zenus, so she would do Zenus. Legavri Nagri, to men who are carpenters. Now, the way that the Yadimah explains what that means is that when you have a woman who is the wife, she's married to an official, to a person who normally goes, who's an official, he's a warrior of some sort. So then, when she gets remarried, she wants to get remarried to a person who's like her husband, and therefore she goes to a lower down level version of her husband. In other words, another person who's holding weapon-type things. In other words, a carpenter. So she ends up getting together with the carpenter who carries metal implements just like her husband used to carry metal implements. Okay. Are we good so far? Should we hold or should we continue? Are we good? Okay.
Starting to
Should we do that? It's all right. Let's get to the back. Okay. Hargu b'nei Yisrael b'cherev el chalaleihem. So it says that they killed the Jewish people, Bacherev El Chalem, and the sword El Chalem, their corpses. So what happened here? So Amrav, Shekainu Bo, Arba Misos, they were Makayim in them, Skiv, the four Misos Bats, and Skiv, the Sweifa Haragin Chen. Rashi explains what that means is that they did many, many forms of Misa to the Jewish people. So they would hang them, and then burn them on the thing that they were on, and they would chop off their heads, and then they would fall into the fire. So the hanging counts as chenek, chopping off the head it counts as hereg. When they fall to the ground, that's skila, and when they fall into the fire, that's strength. Okay. Armalei hakum mina derechanina. So there was a certain min of central chanina. Mishmielach Bilam bar Kamahava. Did you ever hear how old Bilam was? Armalei michtok lakasiv. It's not written anywhere. Ella. But you can deduce it from the following. The Chsiv, Anshi Damim, Mirma, Lo Yechtu, Yemeim, that though men of Damim and Mirma, men of blood and trickery, Lo Yechtu, Yemeim, their days will not be halved. In other words, they won't reach half of their life. And a half, and a life, as far as we know, 70 years, right? So therefore, half of that would be 35. So they don't get to half. So Bar Tlosin, the Tloshinin, O Bar Tlosin, Bar Arba. So they would have to have been, either 32 or 30. Sorry, either 33 or 34. So Amrlei Shaper Garment. So the Min said, "Oh, you're saying good." The Didi Chazili Pinchas said, "Debilam." I in fact saw that tablet. Debilam the Havakasev Bay Barplosin the Klas Shanin Bilam says that he was 33 years old. Chagira Bilam the lame one. Katkatil Yasei Pinchas Listaa. When Pinchas the general killed him. In other words, not that Pinchas himself killed him, but in other words, in war, that the wars were attributed to Pinchas, as they were Pinchas's wars, so that's when Bilam was killed. Okay.
That you can bring lies from archaeology for the Gemara.
So, okay. So, Amrle, Mar Vere Dervina Lepere, Bikulu, Lotapis Lamidrash, Lebar Mi Bilam Harasha. For all of the kings and the Hidyartists that are mentioned in the Mishnah, who don't have chiluk l'mava, you're not supposed to darshan excessively about how bad they were in their disgrace, with the exception of Bilam Rasha, that you have free reign to do whatever you want. The kama, the mishkachas bay, the rosh bay, however much you can find the darshan about him, the gnai, that you should go ahead and do. Okay. So maybe we'll hold here for a few minutes before doig, and we'll, and then after a few minutes we'll come back and we'll do doig and akidah. Okay.
Sure. When we say